Now, Liliana, got a question here from Ranjay, who has been in touch and says, what material changes colour when you heat it and it reverses back when it cools down? You see this used in things like cups and mugs when they have pictures on them that disclose a different image when you put the hot fluid in, or children's knives and forks and plastic spoons, for example, to make dinner times fun. How do they actually work?
Actually, I do have one of these cups. I love
it. You've got
because
one.
When you put hot tea in it, you see this dinosaur suddenly appearing, you know, in the cup, which is really beautiful. This kind of materials have been around for ages. And they can be of two types. So the one which is used in cups or some toys, it's made of organic dye, which are called leuco dyes. So basically they have structure which is changing with the heat. So they can be, for example, transparent because they don't absorb light. And then you heat them up, their molecular structure changes a little bit and suddenly they can absorb light of a different wavelength. And you have many different kinds of dyes. So you can basically draw this pattern on your cup, and the moment you put something hot into your cup, it will change the color. Usually they are not very sensitive, so they will just detect hot or cold, and that's why you would use them for these materials. But if you want to be a little bit more precise, you might be using liquid crystals, which are more expensive, so they can also be made of some kind of organic molecules, but they are assembled in a particular way. And as you are heating them, you are changing their assembly. You are changing their structure a little bit so they interact with the light in a different way.
Tim?
So are these materials used for something else? Because they sound amazing. And then a mug is a fairly underwhelming use of such an
yes.
amazing material.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, liquid crystals are used in monitors, in lots of sensors as well. So we use them continuously. So you have LCD displays. They're liquid crystal displays. So you use them in technology and high-tech industry quite a lot. I mean, you would not probably use liquid crystal to make a cup because it would be kind of expensive. But what is also really interesting is something that in biology, liquid crystals are often used. So, for example, materials which are similar will be used by lizards, for example, or some types of birds. They also have particular structure which can change, and then it will change the color. And this can be with the humidity or the temperature. Or even octopus, which can camouflage itself very well, uses some kind of structural materials that change with impulses. It's all kinds of materials that are really useful.
Thank you, Liliana. So there you go, Ranjit. Basically, a molecule that when you heat it temporarily changes its shape, and that change in shape means it interacts with one colour of light but not another and reflects a different colour temporarily, which is why the colour appears to change. When it cools down, flips back to how it started, and that's why you get your original colour back. Are you going to have that in your restaurant, that colour-changing cutlery?
Actually, I am talking right now to a chemist at the University of Cambridge to give us some of the structural colour to decorate the food. You can have an artistic display on your plate. So
I can't wait.